Another thing the next U.S. president will have to deal with is a fraying relationship with the Philippines. The new Filipino president, Rodrigo Duterte, says he wants to end joint military exercises with the U.S. But what's really got people's attention is the violent war on drugs he launched at the end of June when he came into office. So far, more than 3,000 people have been killed in that war without a judge or jury weighing in. But there's another number, too. More than 500,000 drug addicts and dealers have surrendered to police, hoping to be spared prosecution or even worse. Reporter Aurora Almendral visited one neighborhood in Manila to find out how some of these surrenderees are doing.
In his first week of office, when President Duterte called on drug addicts to turn themselves in, authorities were overwhelmed by the response and unprepared. There weren't enough drug rehab programs, so neighborhood officials got creative, like sending meth addicts to compulsory Zumba classes. In the Barangay 197 district, local authorities decided hard work was the solution.
So far we have a project from the surrenderees na yung neighborhood.
Councilman Jaime Abasola says they started a program for their surrenderees to work at small makeshift canteens.
Sila binigyan namin pagkakataon na magbagong buhay.
We give them a chance to have a new life, he says, so we can reduce illegal drug use. But treating addiction is more complicated than keeping a drug user busy. And Abasola understands that. When I ask him if the canteen jobs work to address addiction, he says what's really needed is a step-by-step program. But there are only 14 small public rehab centers in the entire country, and a handful of private ones. Most were filled to capacity even before the 500,000 drug users turned themselves in.
So, doon po, meron noon?
Dati meron eh. Di ba sila Maribig? Ay, Marites?
But when I asked to meet some of the local surrenderees, Abasola can't produce any. At first, he's reluctant to admit it, but most have gone into hiding. Abasola walks me through narrow alleys to a boarded-up doorway. It's the home of Luisito Boja. Or at least it was. Boja was one of the drug users who surrendered back in June when police were going door to door. But about a week ago, three masked men on a motorcycle stormed into Boja's house in the middle of the night, pulled him out of bed, and shot him in front of his two young children. They should have just arrested him, Abasola says. They could have left him to fester in prison for a few years, he says. This was a person's life. I feel pity for the family, especially the children. It's the kind of thing that has people here terrified. A man who's standing near the house won't let me record him because he fears the men who killed Boja will come after him. He tells me he's afraid to go to sleep. Just the sound of a passing motorcycle makes him tense up. Abasola says the day before, two other surrenderees took off after they got a text message telling them they would be next. And there's little Abasola can do to protect them. He says the district captain told surrenderees to be careful. Avoid drugs because they don't know who has been informing on them to the police. There's a lot of suspicion here that the police are involved in the killings. One woman agrees to talk to me on tape, though she doesn't want to give her name. She's scared too.
At ano pong nangyari doon?
Umalis na po sila rito eh.
She says her husband, a drug user, left a few weeks back.
Nag-surrender ka nga tapos mali din naman pala.
He surrendered during the police operations, but it turned out to be the wrong thing to do, she says. He left so she and the kids wouldn't get caught up in it if the vigilantes went after him. It's very hard now. It's hard not to have a husband, she says. And even though her husband went into hiding, she continues to receive text messages that the masked men are still looking for him. I ask her if it's scary.
Sobra po.
Very, she says.
Sana wala ano. Yeah, may nagbibingo.
Right now, people are all out playing bingo in the afternoon, says Abasola. But by nighttime, that's it. If a motorcycle passes, they're all cowering. That's how it is now. For The World, Aurora Almendral, Barangay 197, Manila.